We're talking with Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Blaine, two or three things I want to talk to you briefly about, but maybe first of all, this situation with this commercial poultry flock in Sequoia County. First time we've had a commercial flock actually engaged with HPAI. This is serious business, isn't it?
You know, it certainly is. We've been watching the highly pathogenic avian influenza as it has traveled across the United States. Our state veterinarian, Dr. Rod Hall, he and his team have been preparing for that response. And so when we got our first positive in a commercial flock, they go into action, standing up that incident management team, working with all of our producers here in the state, because our goal certainly is to contain that and manage that situation so that ideally we like to lift that quarantine as soon as possible, hope we don't have any spread to other facilities, and keep that food supply chain moving.
Of course, we're talking about all types of birds at this point. You really are shutting off that commerce or that movement, that engagement from one bird to another.
You know, we are, and that's the challenging thing, because in Oklahoma we have all types of producers, and this disease typically is transmitted from wild waterfowl, and so we're in that central flyway, and as they travel through the state of Oklahoma, they can shed that disease. Here in Oklahoma we have a lot of Canadian geese that have become resident geese instead of moving on and migrating, so when those wild birds come and leave that, then it can get shared. So we're wanting to communicate with all of our producers, be they backyard, 4-H members, FFA members that have show projects, and certainly our commercial operations, to make sure we're protecting the health of all of those poultry here in the state.
And any sort of official gatherings are being put on hold?
We are. We have paused all of that, and I know that has certainly impacted people, and we understand and respect that, but our hope is that by making some of these tough decisions right now, we have better outcomes in the long run, and limiting that interaction of those who are around birds and potentially infected premises hopefully helps us move out of this situation sooner.
And, of course, I guess go to the ODAF website, you can get a lot more information.
Yes, we definitely encourage folks to go to our website, which is agag.ok.gov. You can get all timely information and answer a lot of your questions probably from some of the FAQs that we have there, but we certainly encourage people to call the 211 line. They can assist, and then our staff there at the department as well.
And that includes if they've got maybe some birds that are not doing well, maybe they're sick.
Yes, we really encourage producers right now to keep, I know they always keep an eye on their animals, but, you know, have some extra vigilance in seeing how those birds are feeling. If something looks sick, doesn't eat like it typically does, any of those signs, certainly reach out to your local veterinarian or certainly call us at the department because we want to be on top of that situation as quickly as we can.
We're standing here at the 2022 Oklahoma FFA Convention, historic in that it's moved from Oklahoma City to Tulsa for the first time. We'll be here for the next 5 years. You know, it's amazing to see these blue and gold jackets wherever they gather.
You know, it certainly is. And Ron, I know you have the same passion for the FFA program as I do. And there's always lots of challenging things that we have to deal with. But when we're able to come to State FFA Convention to see these students in action, to see the caliber of young people that we have in the state of Oklahoma, certainly gives me a lot of optimism about what's to come in the future, not just in the ag sector, but really in all sectors, because these are our future leaders in business, in government, all across the board. And I think we have the best FFA program in the United States, and I know our students here will go on and compete really well at the national level as well.